This coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Ki Tzeitzei. A word about Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, my good friend and Rebbe, Reb Gideon Weitzman from Eretz Yisrael and Machon Pua, points out that the first three Parshos in Sefer Dvarim deal with Musar and Emunah. And then, in one fell swoop, Parshas Reish, Ovdim, and Ki Tzeitzei have 169 mitzvos, almost a third of all the mitzvos of the Torah. And according to Rav Weitzman, the idea here is that Hashem's love needs to be translated into action. That's kind of a relevant message to Chodesh Elul. During a time when we focus on inspiration and connecting to Hashem, we also need to focus on our actions. Mitzvos count. Rav Shechter Shalita also liked to point out a similar idea in context of Sefer Dvarim. He noted that we say, V'haya emunah sitecha chosin yishuas chachmas vadas, yiras Hashem hi otzaro. He says that there are, the Gemara identifies emunas itecha chosin yishuas chachmas vadas are all references to the different Sidrei Mishnah, which identify the halachos. But that yiras Hashem is an otzar, it's a storehouse. Shach always likes to point out that a storehouse needs to store the grains of the Torah Shabbal Peh, but at the same time, you can't have an empty storehouse. You have to have something to put inside. So just focusing on Musar all day long is not going, and Machshava all day long is not going to help us. And so even in Moshe Rabbeinu's final swan song, he made sure to combine both. And that's an important message for us. Anyhow, we begin the parasha with a series of mitzvos, and we talk a lot about the Ben Sora Umora, who is Einenu Shomea B'kol Avivu B'kol Nimo. He doesn't listen to the voice of his mother or his father. Rav Yaakov Schlesinger explained that we can understand his shortcomings and that he didn't take advantage of his father's voice, whether trying to learn with him or sing Zmiros, so talking about Talmidei Chachamim and showing respect to the Talmidei Chachamim. And he didn't listen to his mother's voice as she tried to explain her opinions and chesed ideas that were Torah-based. So the Ben Sora Umora is punished for not taking advantage of its parents' lesson. You know, today, our parents need to make sure we're providing our kids with the opportunities to keep them from sin. If we don't give them the voice, then we are setting them up b'tar b'sura. And that's a dangerous thing. Because sometimes we think, we'll just leave it to the yeshivas. It's not a good thing to leave things to yeshivas. Kids learn from their parents first. We're also told later in the parsha that you shouldn't see your friend's ox. Lo tuchal lesalim. Why does it say kisira shor achicha lo tesalim? Why doesn't it just simply say lo tesalim, not lo suchal? You cannot. So the Alshach explains that the Torah is teaching us it should never even be a question. It should be part of our nature that this shouldn't happen. Lo suchal lesalim is not a command, it's a state of being. We're not capable of turning aside. It should be second nature to help people. And that's one of the things that sets us aside from the nations of the world. We have to be a lo suchal, like we talked about last week in our other series, A Word Before Shabbos, that when it comes to Jews, you know, even the goyim know when you see something on the side, when you see a car stalled, you see four other cars. It looks like there's a Shachris minion going on. That's the way it has to be. Lo suchal lesalim, we can't look away. We're told, V'yasisa ma'ake legagecha, that you'll make a parapet around your roof. Now, why is the mitzvah of ma'ake around one's roof? And why is there no mitzvah of making a ma'ake around the Grand Canyon? And also, what does this have to do with the next mitzvah of sadcha lo sizra kalayim, of not planting kalayim? So Irving Bunim, the late Irving Bunim, who was a huge confidant of Rav Aaron Cutler's Zatzal, but also a major influencer among the late leadership of the world, of the Jewish world in the United States at the turn of the 20th century, he explains that when we're told to make a fence around the Torah, it's not only serving the purpose of keeping certain things out, but it's also for us to realize that what is within is livable and workable in our lives. And so according to the Ramban, this idea explains the Kalayim as well. Just like Hashem granted us a livable and workable Torah, so we've also been granted a livable and workable world that helps us with all we need. We need to change what was set up in creation. And that's, this can be said for that which Hashem creates. But when it comes to that which is man-made, we don't have the same assurance. And that's why we have a mitzvah to place a makkah around it. We have a responsibility to place a fence around it. We're told, Lo sabi esnan zona mechir kelev, don't bring an esnan zona and a mechir kelev, a price of a dog. Now get the esnan zona. The esnan zona is this idea that somebody used money to pay a zona, and now you want that money in the Beis HaMikdash. But what's so bad about a mechir kelev? So the Lutzker Rav of Salman Saratskin explained that the dog is the creature that's the biggest spy and peddler of the animal world. He's a disruptor by design, and he doesn't belong in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is not supposed to be a place of disruption. It's not supposed to be a place of corruption. It's supposed to be a place of dedication and devotion, and that's something we have to put in front of ourselves. We're told in regard to the Makos, Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef. We're told that you can hit him with 40 makos, you can't add. It's a very nice word from Rabbi Chaim Jachter, who is one of the wonderful dayanim in the Basin of Elizabeth. He's the Rav of Sharei Ora in Teaneck, New Jersey, and a world-renowned expert and a wonderful person. So he quoted Rav Soloveitchik, who was fond of quoting the description of Francisco Franco, a Spanish dictator who was quite religious, and insisted on doing the word of Hashem while he was in church. But then he left a deplorable behavior right after he left. And he noted that Torah life rejects a life of inconsistency. Even when giving makos, there's a limit. Even when putting a siege on a city, as we learned last week, Los Ashras says Eitza, there's a limit. Hashem insists that there be restraint to allow a man to hold his dignity in all situations. There is no such thing as a religious free zone. And that's sort of an important thing for us to keep in mind. Sometimes we think we're going on vacation. We're not going on vacation from God. Wherever you go, that's where our Kadosh Baruch Hu is. And by the way, that's a blessing, not a curse. We're told, Zachor Eis Asher Asalacha Amalek. You have to remember what Amalek did. Ata Yefi Ageya V'lo Yirei Elokim. What made Amalek worse than the other nations? So the Brisker Rav suggested it was the Lo Yirei Elokim, that they showed that they didn't care about Hashem. It's like the Gemara in Baba Kama's comparison of a Ganav to a Gazlan. A Gazlan takes by force without consideration to Hashem or man, but a Ganav makes a cheshbon of man, but not of Hashem. And so the other nations dealt with Am Yisrael based on their immediate needs, without the consideration of the consequences. But Amalek made a calculation, made a cheshbon, and waited to attack the weak stragglers. We see Amalek had a fear of man, but not of Hashem. That's what it means, Lo Yirei Elokim. Finally, in the Haftorah, we're told, Ki Mei Noach Zosli, for this is the waters of Noach to me. Rabbi Eitan Feiner Shalita once quoted Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, who observed that Noach's ark encompassed the entire future of the world within it. For with the whole world being destroyed, the future of mankind remains safely inside the Teva of Noach. Not coincidentally, though, the word Teva not only means ark, but Teva also means a word, and every word which goes out of our mouths holds the potential of either building or breaking lives. And the future of the world rests no longer than the tip of our tongue. It's sort of something also to consider and remember when we get up and we speak and we offer advice. With that, we consider and look forward to opening our tongues and our mouths to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere, to realize that while Amalek is Lo Yirei Elokim, we have Yiras Hashem. It's the only thing that is in our hands. Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz MiYiras Shamayim. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu get a chance to see and experience and understand that we really do get it, and we really do fear Him. And Be'ezras Hashem, in return, He'll make sure that we get to not only the greatest of Geula, but the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom to all.